It was a road trip with her daughter that sealed the deal for Tina Beaudry-Mellor in deciding whether to run to replace Brad Wall.
You know, Mom, I'm going to be really disappointed if you don't run. I've spent my entire life as a mom telling my kids to go for it. Reach as high as you can go. Grind it out. Don't be afraid, because even if you fail, you have to go for it. I just thought, if I don't do this, all those things that I've said on the sidelines at the football field or the volleyball court or wherever it has been are going to be for naught.
And that sentiment extends into the work that Beaudry-Mellor has spent much of her professional life doing. A longtime instructor in the Department of Politics and International Studies at the University of Regina, she was also chair of Equal Voice, an organization designed to help increase female representation among elected officials.
There's a lot of young women who own businesses. There's a great number of women in the agricultural community who are using their voice for good.
Like any candidate in a job interview, I asked Beaudry-Mellor about her strengths and what that would reveal about the sort of premier she would make.
I think I'm a strong policy mind, and I think I'm pretty approachable. I enjoy people. I enjoy being out with people. I enjoy building relationships with people.
And there are weaknesses too.
It's definitely impatience. I have a pretty quick mind, and so I get impatient with things that should take 2 minutes that take an hour, which can be translated into a strength, because I hate processes that are way more complicated than they need to be. And I think there's a lot of those in government that we can get at.
It seems impatience goes beyond any work in the office.
I'm an impatient driver. My kids will certainly attest to that. My son once said that there should be a reality TV show called Driving with Mom, and it would have all these things that I say to people as I'm driving.
When relaxing outside of politics, Beaudry-Mellor can be found at the side of the football field, watching her kids play or participating in Spartan races across Canada. And the playlist to get her through those grueling events is anything but conservative.
It's everything from Metallica and Pearl Jam to Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z, and who else is in there? A little bit of Beyonce if I'm feeling sassy, right?
Asked what famous historical figure she'd want to sit down and have a meal with, she answered the late British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher.
I didn't always agree with some of her policies, but I admired her conviction and her fearlessness.
Regardless of the outcome, January 27th, Beaudry-Mellor is grateful she went on this journey for the things she's learned and the people she has met.
And this is one of the great things about campaigning. Ordinary people have amazing ideas if you just take the time to go out and ask and listen to them.
With this candidate profile, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.